From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. President Jokowi says doctors should adapt to keep pace with health transformation. The Embassy of Saudi Arabia Kingdom holds Al-Quran and Al-Hadith recitation competition to encourage interest in reciting Quran in Indonesia. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government has called on doctors in Indonesia to become adaptive to the latest technological developments in order to have high competitiveness for keeping up with health transformation. It was stated by President Joko Widodo virtually at the opening of the 31st Congress of the Indonesian Medical Association and the 22nd Congress of Indonesian Doctors Wives Association on Wednesday. President Jokowi remarked that in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, which had protracted for the past 2 years, the health system was improved to become more resilient in facing various conditions as the pandemic had caused disruption. We moved to the Embassy of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia through the Attaché for Religious Affairs in collaboration with the Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs, held the 14th Al-Quran and Al-Hadith Recitation Competition 2022. More than 1,000 participants across Indonesia participated in the selection of this annual competition, and 250 selected participants deserve to participate in the competition on March 22nd to the 25th in Central Jakarta. Ambassador of Saudi Arabia, His Excellency Essam bin Abed Al-Sakof, in his welcoming speech, conveyed that the competition is to encourage interest in reciting the Holy Quran and Al-Hadith in Indonesia. This great competition, both national and international levels, has gone through a long and successful process with tight competition. Alhamdulillah, hundreds of Al-Quran recitation institutions throughout the Republic of Indonesia have contributed to encouraging thousands of our brothers and sisters in Indonesia to recite the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, to think and contemplate the meaning. This is a noble goal that the organizers of this competition would like to achieve and to seek reward from Allah. Meanwhile, General Director of Islamic People's Guidance of Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs, Kamrudin Amin, welcomed the increasing interest of the young generation in following Al-Quran and Al-Hadith recitation competition of Prince Abdul Aziz Alu Suud at the national level. He further said the Holy Quran and Al-Hadith are foundations of Muslims' life. He hopes the competition can make Muslims get closer to the Quran and can implement the values of Holy Quran in daily activities effectively. Komarudin also appreciated the event in collaboration between Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs and Saudi Arabian Embassy in Jakarta. He expects this cooperation can be enhanced at another field to enhance the relations between both countries. The Presidential Staff Office, or KSP, has said Indonesia will try to anticipate the economic impact of the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, including a potential increase in inflation as energy and food prices climb in global market, as its impact in Indonesia will be seen from the cost of meeting the import of fuel oil, with 40% of needs still relying on imports. It was said by Deputy 3 Presidential Chief of Staff Panutan S. Sulendrakusuma in a written statement issued on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. We end the national news with the Indonesian Member of Parliament, Mardani Alisera, on Wednesday in Nusa Dua, Bali, expressed his hope the good cooperation between the Indonesian Parliament and the United Nations can be enhanced into a strategic one. He further said, so far, the Indonesian Parliament has often had dialogue with the United Nations in many occasions. One of them is in the context of effort to handle the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact in society. Mardani explained, at the national level, the House of Representatives, in collaboration with the United Nations, run the function of budgeting, monitoring, making laws, and supervising. Besides, the House is also working with the United Nations to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals.
We hope that in the future, Indonesia can strengthen cooperation with the UN into the level of strategic partnership, because I believe through dialogue, diplomacy, and respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity, Indonesia can encourage the achievement of a better and more sustainable future for all.
Meanwhile, the United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS Country Director Tina Bonto stated the UN's readiness to continuously cooperate with Parliament is not only in Indonesia, but also in other countries. She also said the United Nations recognized the importance of collaboration in identifying joint solutions.
There's a lot of lessons and opportunities, and every time we bring together, you know, members of parliament, be it at the national level, all the different states come together, provinces come together, and have you from all over the world. It's really a chance to learn from each other and to share solutions peer to peer. So the UN, we are really cognizant of this power of identifying solutions together.
Moreover, Tina Bonto further explained the United Nations is committed to continuing the cooperation and collaboration which has been built with parliaments, both in Indonesia and other countries. Tina said this cooperation can be used to exchange experiences, including specific things which become common challenges. Now we move to the international news. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Thursday said he has been raising concern about Russian President Vladimir Putin's plans to attend the next G20 summit in Indonesia this year. As reported by Reuters.com, Morrison said during a media briefing, the idea of sitting around a table with Vladimir Putin, who the United States are already in the position of calling out for war crimes in Ukraine, for him is a step too far. Next, we have Chinese emergency workers found on Wednesday one of two black boxes from a China Eastern Airlines plane that crashed with 132 people on board. But U.S. efforts to join the investigation are on hold because of COVID-19 quarantine rules. As reported by Reuters.com, the black box device recovered is the plane's cockpit voice recorder based on an early assessment. We end the news with Japan has no clue yet about how Russia will carry out its claim to seek a ruble payment scheme for its energy sold to unfriendly countries, the finance minister said on Thursday. Currently, Japan is looking into the situation with relevant ministries, as Japan doesn't quite understand what is Russia's intention and how they will do this. It was stated by Finance Minister Shunichi Suzuki in a parliament session, as reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com. Well, listener, next we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Belgian Entrepreneurs Are Interested in Indonesian Food Products at the Tafola Expo.
Mm-hmm. Indonesia again participated in the Tafola Expo Premium Food Product Exhibition, which was held in Kortrijk, Belgium, from March 20 to 22, 2022. Being supported by the Indonesian Embassy in Brussels, a number of Indonesian companies took part in the exhibition, such as Java Nusa Coffee, Eastern Pearl, PT Frutifulu Natural, Nusantara, CV Indokreasi Cipta Rezeki, Interaroma Art, PT A Growing Agricultural Indonesia, and All Quality Import. The statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Brussels received in Jakarta on Monday stated that the superior Indonesian food and beverage products promoted at the Tafola Expo exhibition attracted some Belgian entrepreneurs. The Indonesian stage was decorated with the theme Spice Up the World and featured various superior Indonesian food and beverage products such as tea, coffee, dried fruit, herbs, and spices. At the opening of the exhibition, Deputy Head of Missions of the Indonesian Embassy in Brussels, Sulaiman Sharif, remarked that Tafola is the right place to promote Indonesian products, especially when all countries are pushing for economic revitalization amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Food products are one of the largest imported products in Belgium. In 2020, the value of the Belgian food and beverage sector imports reached more than 22 billion euros from various countries. In 2021, the imports of Belgian coffee and spice products increased by 13% compared to the previous year. This condition can be a big potential for Indonesian food and beverage producer. Thereby, the Indonesian Embassy in Brussels stated that it will keep bridging the gap between Indonesian food and beverage entrepreneurs by participating in the Tafola Expo. Visitors to Tafola were dominated by retail entrepreneurs, both large and small, including online shops. In addition, representatives of imports companies, catering companies, and restaurants also visited Tafola to meet foreign food and drink products manufacturers. Although Belgian entrepreneurs were the dominant visitors, many entrepreneurs from countries around Belgium participated in Tafola Expo, such as from France, Germany, and the Netherlands. Besides Indonesia, more than 400 participants who came from 19 countries took part and displayed a variety of premium food and beverage products.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we start today in history with the event on March 24th as World Tuberculosis. World Tuberculosis Day was initiated by the World Health Organization and is commemorated every 24th March. This commemoration aims to raise awareness and public knowledge of tuberculosis, an infectious disease that is easily curable but kills millions of people every year. March 24th was chosen as the commemoration date because on March 24th, 1882, Dr. Robert Koch discovered Mycobacterium tuberculosis, the cause of tuberculosis. In 1982, on the centennial anniversary of Robert Koch's presentation, the International Union Against Tuberculosis and Lung Disease proposed that 24th March be officially observed as World Tuberculosis or TB Day. The next event is that on March 24, 1988, millions of liters of crude oil spilled into the sea of Alaska, USA. On March 24, 1989, the oil tanker Exxon Valdez spilled more than 42 million liters of crude oil into the waters of Prince William Sound, southern Alaska, and instantly blackened the Alaskan seas and polluted the 1,990-kilometer long course. The ship ran around on a coral reef while sailing toward Long Beach in California. The tragedy was the second largest marine oil pollution and environmental disaster in the history of the United States and ranked 54th in the world. We end today in history with the event on March 24th about International Day for the Right to the Truth regarding serious human rights violations and dignity of victims. In 2010, the United Nations designated March 24th as the International Day for the Right to the Truth about serious human rights violations and the dignity of victims. This date was chosen to commemorate the assassination of the Archbishop of El Salvador, Oscar Arnulfo Romero, on March 24, 1980. Oscar Arnulfo Romero was killed after condemning human rights violations. During his life, he was actively involved in the condemnation of human rights violations in El Salvador. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Wow. hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku? Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Aku di sini untuk kamu,
di sini untuk kamu. Tanpa kamu, aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa. Bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانج جنج شوي بي تاي كو جو يفانجي سين سين كوان جوان بيندو في ين دو چوان بو. 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with My Indonesia, entitled Batu City Calls for Young Generation to Preserve Water Resource. Every March 22nd, the world commemorates World Water Day. Various regions across Indonesia hold many events to celebrate it. One of them is Batu City East Java. The residents of Songgokerto, Batu City on World Water Day held Nadah Bayu or Containing Water and Resik Dandang or Cleaning Cooking Utensils Tradition. Head of Songgoriti Community Forum, Ms. Haryadi, in Batu City on Tuesday said the young people were involved in the tradition. The goal was to make them join in preserving both water resources and local tradition. He also remarked the Nadah Bayu and Resik Dandang tradition have been done since long ago. The people of Songgokerto, who mostly are farmers, always clean their farming equipment, especially ahead of Ramadan. They also clean the rivers. Currently, the young generation of Songgokerto is also involved in some activities to preserve the water resource. The Nadah Bayu and Resik Dandang began with Tusuk Bumi, or making a line on the soil by using certain spare and salt spreading around the region. This was accompanied by prayers for safety. Then they cleaned the cooking utensils. Besides the young, this event was also joined by the elderly and customary chief of the region. Ms. Haryadi also added, they prayed for safety and water abundance. He hopes this tradition will continue along with the move to preserve the water resources. Well, listener, that was my Indonesia.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan ku dekat denganmu. Tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh, menunggu, oh, sampai kau menjadi milikku.
Are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Majalengka Regency, West Java, has a variety of interesting tourism objects to visit. One of them is Bantaragung Tourism Village. It's located at the slope of Mount Ciremai, and this makes this village a charming landscape. The air is quite cool, because this tourism village is located at an altitude of 1,100 meters above sea level. The location of the Bantaragung Tourism Village is in the east part of Majalengka City. This village can be reached for an hour from downtown Majalengka by motor vehicles. Arriving at the tourism village of Bantaragung, you will be fascinated by the beautiful iconic Langit Binuang rice terrace. Although relatively new, the expanse of the green rice fields is similar to the expanse of terrace in Bali. This may attract attention. The spot is appropriate to get relaxed and to take selfies with beautiful scenery backgrounds. If you want to feel the freshness of the water in this tourism village, you must go trekking to Curug Ciputuy, which is located on Mount Ciremai. You can also walk through the pathway as far as 300 meters to arrive at the waterfall. Ciputuy Waterfall is so beautiful because it is surrounded by dense forest. Besides swimming, there you can take pictures with the beautiful forest as a background. In the tourism village of Bantaragung, you can see the entire view of the village from the height of the Cibur Pass rice terrace. Because on this very wide terrace, there is a straight road to the residential area, which is good for cycling or walking with an atmosphere of refreshing village breeze. In Bantaragung village, you can watch the sunrise, which is also as beautiful as other places. The portrait of the sun rising from behind Mount Ciremai, the largest mountain in West Java, is clearly visible in this village. This is a moment that you must capture. Besides being rich in natural beauty, Bantaragung Tourism Village is also rich in potential creative economy products, including culinary, fashion, and craft.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia. Indonesia ku,
depan yang indah bersama.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listener, here is Miscellany. The title of Miscellany for today's edition is University student of ITS gagas eduli. There are still many school children who cannot continue their education due to financial limitations to buy their school needs. Meanwhile, many school graduates whose school supplies are no longer used do not know where to throw them away. Seeing this phenomenon, the student team of the 10 November Institute of Technology, or ITS, initiated an integrated application that connects donors for school needs to those in need. This application is called Eduli. Team leader Muhammad Akmal Rizwanda explained that Eduli is a platform for people who need various school supplies and who want to donate their goods. The informatics engineering department student added that anyone can donate their school supplies ranging from stationery, books, uniforms to electronic goods. Akmal added that the recipients of the donated items could be orphanages, which are Eduli's team partners or individuals who are in need of these items. The Eduli's application will recommend recipients who need it when the donor will donate the goods so that the donor will immediately know where the goods will be given. For the delivery of goods, the Eduli team provides two options. Donors can send the goods themselves to the recipient, or use the pickup feature, which provides facilities for the goods to be delivered by the Eduli team to the recipient. This feature is provided to make it easier for donors to send goods. With this application, it will be easier for people to donate used school goods. There will be fewer school children who feel they cannot continue their education because they do not have the school supplies. This will certainly help reduce the rate of children dropping out of school and is expected to improve the quality of education in Indonesia. The ideas outlined in this scientific paper have also succeeded in bringing a gold medal at the ASEAN Innovative Science, Environmental and Entrepreneur Fair 2022 Social Science category early last February. Well, listener, that was Miscellany read by Ahmad Faisal.
kembali, entah kapan berhenti. Lebih berkilau, tak selalu lebih indah. Bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai. Selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Mein Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present you a song by Ruth Sahanaya. Ruth Sahanaya, or Ute, is one of the diva in Indonesia who has been active in the world of singing since 1987. And this time, we will listen to a hit song from Ruth Sahanaya entitled Kaliru. This song was released in 1999 on the album Kasih. The song, which was popularized back in 2000s by Monita Tahalia, tells the story of someone who thinks that her love story, which starts with the wrong thing, will end happily ever after. Well, listener, here is Ruth Sahanaya with the song Kaliru.
Aku rindu di pelukmu, ingin ku akhiri.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. It's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening. But stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at @voiindonesia and send us email on voi@voinews.id.